Dreamscape presents The Mystery of the Lone Wolf Killer by Uni Turritini. Narrated by Pete Cross. A child whose integrity is harmed does not stop loving his parents. He stops loving himself. Jesper Juul. Forward. In September 2001, I was finishing my last assignment as a special agent in the FBI. A high-ranking executive in the counterterrorism division, Terry D. Turchi, had asked me to conduct a behavioral study of domestic lone wolf terrorists. I had earned a PhD in clinical psychology during my FBI career, and the Bureau needed to know if social science research could contribute to the identification of lone wolves before they appeared, seemingly out of nowhere, to stage their devastating attacks. Theodore Kaczynski, the Unabomber, had single-handedly carried on a bombing campaign for 18 years before we finally found him in a remote cabin in the Montana wilderness. Timothy McVeigh acted alone in placing a vehicle loaded with explosives outside the federal building in Oklahoma City. And Eric Robert Rudolph, the bomber who targeted the Olympic Games in Atlanta, spent 5 years hiding out in the North Carolina forests without talking to another living soul until his arrest in 2003 for his solitary attack on a birth control facility in Birmingham, Alabama, that killed a policeman and maimed a nurse. What made them tick? These American lone wolves who were overlooked by everyone who might have noticed them. They all ended up on Bomber's Row in the federal maximum security prison in Florence, Colorado, for the rest of their lives. Each of them had acted alone, and none of them had a criminal background. They had not been members of any extremist group, at least not for long, but they were all firm believers in extremist ideologies, and they all killed horrifically in their service. Kaczynski believed that modern industry and technology were destroying the human race. McVeigh considered himself a patriot, but believed that the U.S. government needed to be overthrown. Rudolph believed that support from the godless bureaucrats in Washington for abortion and gay rights was destroying America. As I formed my conclusions, the internet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?